As we continue to take our service higher, I do want to, as a part of educating us and illuminating our hearts and minds about the articles of faith of the Church of God by faith, I want to share with each of you Articles 6 through 11. Article 6, Atonement. We believe that Jesus Christ, by his suffering, the shedding of his own blood, his meritorious death on the cross, made a full atonement for all human sin. This atonement is the only ground for salvation, and that it is sufficient for every individual of Adam's race. Article 7, free agency. We believe that man's creation and God's likeness included the ability to choose between right and wrong. Thus, man was made morally responsible, and through the fall of Adam, he became depraved. So he cannot now turn and prepare himself by his own natural strength and works of faith and calling upon God, but by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, which is freely bestowed upon all men, enabling all who will turn to turn from sin to righteousness. We believe on Jesus Christ for pardon and cleansing from sin and follow good works pleasing and acceptable in his sight. We believe that man, though in possession of the experience of regeneration and entire sanctification, may fall from grace and apostatize, and unless he repents of his sin, he will be hopelessly and eternally lost. Article 8, repentance. We believe that repentance, which is a sincere and thorough change of mind in regard to sin, involving a sense of personal guilt, and voluntary turning away from sin, is demanded of all who have by act or purpose become sinners against God. The Spirit of God gives to all who will repent the gracious help of penitence of heart and hope of mercy, that they may believe unto pardon and spiritual life. Article 9, justification and adoption. We believe that justification is that gracious and judicial act of God by which he grants full pardon of all guilt and complete release from the penalty of sins, committed and acceptance as righteous to all who believingly receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We believe that regeneration of or the new birth is that gracious work of God whereby the moral nature of the repentant believers is spiritually quickened and given a distinctively spiritual life capable of faith, love, and obedience. We believe that adoption is the gracious act of God by which the justified and regenerated believers constituted a son of God, a daughter of God. Justification, regeneration, and adoption are simultaneous in the experience of seekers after God and are obtained upon the condition of faith, preceded by repentance. And to do this work in state of grace, the Holy Spirit bears witness. Article 10, entire sanctification. We believe that entire sanctification is the act of God subsequent to regeneration, by which believers are made free from original sin or depravity and brought into a state of entire devotion to God and the holy obedience of love made perfect. It is wrought by the baptism of the Holy Spirit and comprehends in one experience the cleansing of the heart from sin and the abiding indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, empowering the believer for life and service. Entire sanctification is provided by the blood of Jesus. It is wrought instantaneously by faith, preceded by entire consecration to this work and the state of grace the Holy Spirit bears witness. This experience is also known by various terms, representing its different phases, such as Christian perfection, heart purity, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and Christian holiness. Article 11, Second Coming of Christ. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will come again we who are alive at his coming shall not precede them that are asleep in Christ Jesus, but that if we are abiding in him, we shall be caught up with the risen saints to meet the Lord in the air, so that we shall ever be with the Lord. May the reading and hearing of the articles, specifically article 6 through 11 of the Church of God by Faith, enhance our faith and renew our strength in the Lord.